Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
About to kick off in not so many days' time is the Paralympics. We've heard plenty about it, and will they be bringing as many medals home? Let's find out from one person who's going to be representing Merseyside, I'm sure, just as much as Great Britain, which is Jamie Burdekin, who's taking part in the wheelchair tennis. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining me. How excited are you about what lies ahead?
Do you know what? I've been excited for a while now. I'm just waiting impatiently. I can't wait to go. We leave on Monday. I've ticked all the boxes, so I'm just fine-tuning really now.
Fine-tuning. We should really sort of, for people who don't know and don't know about you, you're on the pro circuit really, aren't you, of the wheelchair tennis? You travel the world doing this.
Yeah. I can play up to 25 to 30 tournaments a year. I think that's what people tend to forget. You know, like Beijing, I think, put us on the map. And then I thought London changed the perception of wheelchair sports altogether. I mean, I thought the general perception was, you know, these people come out of their boxes once every 4 years and you know, come on TV and play a tournament. But we're not. It's a full-time job, you know. I mean, I'm away from my family. 25 tournaments a year, it's tough. But This is the pinnacle of our career coming up now. So the four-year cycle, everything's gone into it. And I just can't wait to perform and hopefully bring something back.
How's it received as a growing sport, wheelchair tennis, when you are travelling around the world and taking part in these big events? Because they essentially try and replicate the major tennis tour, don't they?
Yeah. I think we usually follow the able-bodied tour a couple of weeks later. But yeah, it's a crowd pleaser, you know. People are intrigued. People drop tools, stop what they're doing, and come over and watch when they hear it's in their local town or city. You know, we tend to have a number of people coming to support us. So I think it's actually the biggest growing Paralympic sport out there at the moment.
Now, were you involved in London 2012 or even Beijing before that?
I was, yeah. I got a bronze medal in Beijing in doubles. London 2012, I played the number one seed and got beat, unfortunately. Went on to win the gold medal, so I suppose it's not a bad thing getting beat by the gold medalist. But I took him to three sets and I took him the furthest. And I was contemplating on retiring at the time after London, but I thought I still had too much to give to the sport, if you like. And I went in for another four-year cycle. And I've got two chances of bringing a medal back this time. I'm doing singles and doubles.
Brilliant. So it's a bit like a drug, isn't it? You look at what Sir Steve Redgrave did, and he could never give up, could he? And you see, say, Mo Farah, what, is he 37 now? And you sort of think these athletes, they're sort of determined not to throw the towel in. I'm not comparing you exactly to them, but what I'm saying is you can't give it up, can you? Even that whole four-year process of getting to another Olympics is sort of the defining moment for you.
You know what, I think it's just a competitive lifestyle for me. I like to be challenged on a daily basis. I think after my injury in the year 2000, I had a car crash, and I think from that moment on, I felt that I needed to please the people around me who've been there for me. So it's a way of paying them back as well, for all the help that I've had them off in the past. But it's definitely, you know, just being on the tour and competing to an elite standard, playing the best players in the world. You can't really match that, to be honest. And I just buzz off it. So,
any concerns about the headlines you've heard about the Paralympics and sort of the withdrawal of some of the funding? We had Sean Hydale in yesterday, so he's taking part in the cerebral palsy football, and he said he's not bothered at all, because essentially it's a case of it's a job. As soon as you get over there, it's not about pleasing the crowds; it's just about winning medals. Have you got any sort of concerns, or have you distanced yourself from that, Jamie?
No, listen, Steve, do you know what? Some of the tournaments I've played in Eastern Europe and some of the places I've stayed in, some of the food that I've had, this is going to be like the Hilton. It's going to be like the Hilton Hotel, believe me. But no, but I don't think any of the athletes are taking much notice of it. The work that the athletes have put in so far for this four-year cycle, a couple of things, that whether it be like not enough money or not enough volunteers or not enough transport or the food's not going to be great, that's certainly not going to get in the way of wanting to go out there and performing at your best and making the people proud that have helped you throughout the years, and hopefully, you know, bringing something home for them.
Has it been quite inspirational watching the Olympics that's just gone by? Yeah. Has it sort of made you want to achieve the same heights?
I was addicted to it, yeah, just every day, just watching it. Yeah, when I went training, I was just coming home and putting it on the telly and just watching them and then seeing them on the podium and then getting a lump in your throat when the flag's going up and stuff like that, you know. It's God knows, I mean, people say I've got a swinging brick and I don't usually show too much emotion, but if that happened to me, I don't know. I think I'd be gone, to tell you the truth.
But what would be success for the Great British Paralympic team? Because we sort of had an idea of where Great Britain should finish in the Olympics, and to be honest, they exceeded those expectations and finished second as opposed to third in that medal table. Where are Great Britain in that sort of world medal table in Paralympics?
Yeah, I think we're second, like the able-bodied team. But I think if we outdo ourselves from London, it'd be amazing. You know, we've never done that before as Paralympians. So that's going to be tough because we had an amazing London 2012 as a team. So if we can outdo and get more medals than London, that'd be amazing. That'd be amazing.
It really would, wouldn't it? Thoughts on Russia, of course, because, again, that's dominated some of the headlines. Russian para-athletes banned after the doping scandal. What was your immediate reaction when this was upheld?
I thought fair play to them. I thought, that, you know what the IPC have done there, you know, it showed them that, you know, let's send a message out. You can't have, it's as simple as that, it's cheating. So you don't want that in our sport, you don't want that in any sport. And you've got to set the message out. And some people are going to come unstuck by it. Some people are going to, you know, it's not going to be fair on some of them because some of them are clean and some of them are fair. But it is what it is, you know. It happened to us. If we did it as a country, you know, you've got to put the message out there. It's got to be a clean sport. It's got to be a fair play for everyone.
And from what you can tell, because I presume you have to go through stringent sort of testing, doping tests, from what you can tell already, is everything in place to make sure it's quite a clean Olympics?
Yeah, well, us athletes, I've got to give an hour of my day. Every day of the year, I've got to let them know where I'm going to be. So, because I can get done randomly at any time. So I just say that I'm going to be, I know I'm going to be in my house, for instance, unless I'm on holiday or I'm training somewhere else or I'm at a tournament. I know I'm going to be in my house at 6 o'clock in the morning. So it's easier. If you can come up with a time, I've just put in 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, every time I'm home. So I know I'm going to be there. But, you know, it's a bit of a pain, but it is what it is. You know, it's got to be done.
Well, they can just ring you, can they, and take a test?
No, they stay up at your house. You know, right. They don't even ring you. They just knock at your door 6 o'clock in the morning and they'll take a blood sample and a water sample from yourself, yeah.
Well, I suppose it's the best way to do it, isn't it? You know, it prevents people from sort of corrupting the system.
Definitely, definitely. I totally agree with it. You know, it makes fair play and it stops people from cheating, and, you know, I totally agree with it, yeah, definitely.
Jamie, you're all heading out on the same plane, is that right, all the British Paralympians?
I am, yeah. Do you know what, going out there, I'm not so sure. We leave on Monday as a team from Heathrow. I know we'll all be travelling home on the same plane. I'm not too sure about that. We go out to a holding camp on Monday to São Paulo to acclimatise for a few days and then move into the village on the 4th.
And have you played in Brazil over the past 12 months?
We've done a recce of it last November. We to get it out of our system, you know, go and see a few sights, get used to a bit of the weather.
Yeah, yeah.
all that kind of stuff.
Christ,
you know,
the Redeemer and all that.
Yeah. Get it out of the system because you're going there to do a job. Not that I needed to, you know, but you're going there to do a job. Concentrate on what you've got to do. And we all know what we've got to do now when we get out there. So, you know, it's we just can't wait. It can't come soon enough for myself. Now, I've been talking about it for I don't know how long. You know, people say, like, oh, you've been talking about it, you've been thinking about it all month, but I haven't. You know, London finishes and it's the next cycle and you're thinking about Rio, and literally I go away on Monday, so that's all I've been thinking about. So, yeah, it can't come soon enough for me.
No, it can't. I certainly hope the Channel 4 screens some of your matches. As you say, you're in two different tournaments, aren't you? You're in the wheelchair tennis singles, and is it the men's doubles you're in?
Wheelchair tennis singles and doubles, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out, yeah, definitely. Hopefully I'll do Merseyside proud, and I'll come and see you on your morning show, hopefully, Steve, with a with a medal or two in my pocket.
Shiny one round the neck. Good luck to you, Jamie.
Cheers. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Jamie Burdekin there, who's representing Merseyside and Great Britain in the Paralympics, and he flies out very soon. Let's hope he can achieve gold medal success in one of those two areas of the tournament. I mean, one I'm sure would be absolutely fine for him. You heard how much the Olympics in 2012 meant to him. Didn't quite go his way, met the number one seed. And of course, the luck of the draw can mean everything in these tournaments.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.